Andrew, how do you feel about the way the season's tracking?
Personally, for me, I'm really excited with the group we've got, and I've played 11 games now, which I probably wouldn't have imagined would happen. So individually, I'm really happy, and I think as a team, we're growing each week, and even though we've had a couple of losses, there's lots of positives to take out of it, and I think as a group, we're growing week by week, and we'll get better from it.
Such a young team?
I think we are young, yeah, but each week, you know, you take something out of each week, and just looking at myself from round one to now, I think I've grown heaps as a player. I know the game plan better, I know my teammates better, and yeah, the more games we get into our young guys, I think the better we'll be.
And were you following the tribunal last night?
I didn't watch it, but I heard the outcome, so a little bit disappointed, but we've got lots of guys that will step up to Nat's role, and I think we'll be okay.
Reading that out, just create some more midfield minutes for yourself and
otherwise.
Just tell us how you cover that. Yeah,
I guess there might be a few more minutes for me, but yeah, Sonny Walters might come through the middle, and Adam Chera might get a bit more of a run. So yeah, we've got the players to do it, so we'll be all right.
Have you spoken about how you cover him, Andrew, yet? How you cover a player like Fife with him not being there?
Well, yeah, he's a very good player, and he's a great leader, but we've got lots of great leaders and lots of great players, in my opinion, so he will be missed, but I think we'll be fine without him.
What's it like as a young player in this group? You lose a bit of experience, and do you feel like the younger players have had to take on a fair bit of responsibility this season already?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've taken a fair bit of responsibility on, and everyone has. We're all playing AFL footy, and we've all got a part to play in the team, so... I think we're just trying to, you know, take it week by week and get better every week.
What do you do differently this week going into it without Fife?
I think we'll have to step up as our other leaders will have to step up a fair bit, and our midfielders will have to step up. But, you know, that's a challenge that, you know, we're going to have to go through, and it happens, you know, players get suspended. So that's just footy, and I think we'll be okay.
Do you feel disappointed for him?
Yeah, a little bit disappointed, but I know he's a great player, and he'll bounce back, and he'll be fine come Carlton.
And your tackling numbers have been really impressive this season. Is that part of your game that you already developed? That's something you've had to really work on?
It's something that I did pride myself on last year, but always trying to develop it. Yeah, I thought my tackling was all right this week, but it can always get better, and there's always room for improvement, so I'll definitely be looking to, you know, keep growing on that throughout the year.
If there's a part of your game you feel you want to get better at quickly, what would that part be, do you think?
Well, as a young player, I feel like every part of my game still needs improving, but I think the team defence at the moment, going from under 18s transition and being a really strong defensive minded midfielder, so being able to lock down players and work really hard defensively, probably for me.
Do the young players at Fremantle view themselves as a group within a group? I think the last time they did their rebuild 08-09, they had a guy like Matt DeBoer who almost led the young players through. Have you got that sort of camaraderie between you?
Yeah, I think us young fellas are really close, and helping each other out with the game plan and stuff like that. But yeah, no, we are a really tight group, us young guys, but that said, the whole group together is pretty close as well.
How are you physically and mentally? Obviously, young players tend to feel the pinch of an AFL season.
You're holding up a lot?
Sure thing. Sorry, can you ask that one again?
Pretending that the cameraman's asking it.
Yep.
How are you physically and mentally? It's a grind, an AFL season. Are you holding up okay, or are you looking for the break a little bit?
Yeah, I'm holding up all right. I think we've got a bye in a few weeks, which will be good. But, yeah, I know we've got a good conditioning staff, and my body's holding up all right, and mentally I'm doing all right as well. So looking forward to the bye, but also looking forward to each week and playing my heart out.
Obviously, we talk about this week without Nathan, but you had last week without Aaron. How much different was it around stoppages, A, up against a very good ruckman, and B, without your very good ruckman?
Yeah, it was tough. But then again, when those good players go down, there's opportunity for others. So Michael Apness and Scott Jones came up and played their role, and it was a good challenge for them, but a really good experience. And although missing Sandy was really tough, we're just getting games into those younger guys and you know, growing from it. Again, it's pretty tough seeing those really good players sit out, but then we get our young guys that might not have had as much experience have a go, and I think we're just really growing from the experiences and becoming better and as a team from it.
Is this the first time in a while you've been a part of a losing team? You've had quite a successful junior career.
Yeah, I guess. last few years I've been lucky enough to be in pretty successful teams, but even though we might not be winning now, I feel like, you know, within a few years we'll be right up there.
And you're right into an AFL season now. What's the biggest challenge you've found so far, playing against bigger bodies and being part of the AFL system?
It has been pretty challenging. Probably the toughest thing, I touched on it before, is transition. At under 18 level, you know, you've got a few seconds before you really have to react, but here you've got legends of the game that have been doing it for ages, and you know, you blink and they're down the other end. So I think that's the hardest thing, but also those big bodies crashing into you can be pretty tough, but I think I'm handling it all right.
You spoke about the recovery. How do you go after a game?
I'm pretty sore, but you know, we do a lot of ice baths, acid flush runs, a lot of treatment from the physios and doctors, and I think my body's been holding up all right. But after a game, I can be pretty sore, but by the next week, I'm fine.
Do you talk to Angus regularly?
Recently I've been talking to him. He's strung together a few good games, which is really good. Good to see him coming back from his head knocks, and now he's playing good footy. So. Really happy for him, and Melbourne are doing right as well, so it's good on him, yeah.
Seen some pictures of Sticks and your family in the rooms after games. What's it like having that family atmosphere as well?
Oh yeah, it's great. Obviously, Mum and Dad's still over in Melbourne, so I don't see them too much, but after a game, just seeing them after that, you know, it's really good, and I love them both, so it's great.
So in a few years, you hope Freo can be right up there. What needs to happen to bridge that gap?
Yeah, I think it's that combination of our senior guys passing on that knowledge to our younger guys and growing as a group. We do have a lot of young players that are showing what they're made of, and I think it just takes, you know, consistency and effort and getting games into them, and you know, it's, you know, growing as a group. I think you can only play games to get better at that. So I think it'll just take a few more games and we'll be all right. They have been hit by a bit of injury, but they're still a really classy outfit, and I think we'd love to just get the win and work really hard and take some things out of the Collingwood game that we could have done a bit better, but I think we should be okay, yeah.
Thanks, Freo.